We're joined on the podcast today by Andrea Goodhart, Director of Industry Relations for the Realtors Property Resource. In this episode, she lists some of her favorite tips for using the RPR platform to grow your real estate business. Even if you're already familiar with RPR, you are sure to learn a few new tricks beginning right now.
You're listening to The Royal Palmcast, the show about all things real estate. From the production studios of the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association in Fort Myers, Florida, here's your host, Jim Sandville.
Welcome to the Royal Palmcast. I am indeed your host, Jim Sandville. We're coming to you from the studios of the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association in beautiful, sunny Fort Myers, Florida. We're here in the studio with Jerry Johnson. Hey, Jerry.
Hey, Jim. Good morning again.
How you doing?
I'm doing sunny and bright and cheery.
You are sunny and bright, as always. And we are the show that where we cover everything there is to know. Well, not everything, but all of our topics are about real estate in one way or another. If you're a realtor, if you're a home buyer, home seller, or live in a home, there is something for you on the Royal Palmcast. So if you don't hear it today, you will definitely hear it another time. One of the audiences that we are serving in particular today is our group of realtor members, and we'll learn why that is in just a moment. But first, I want to welcome our guest to the studio. Her name is Andrea Goodhart. Andrea, welcome.
Well, thank you for having me. I really am pleased to be here and chatting with you today.
We are more than pleased.
Thanks for the invitation.
More than pleased to have you, Andrea. Andrea is the Director of Industry Relations for Realtors Property Resource, or RPR, which is an offshoot of the National Association of Realtors. This is actually her second show on the Royal Palmcast. She was a guest recently where she gave sort of an overview of the organization and all that it has to offer our realtor members. And for those of in the listening audience who may not have heard the first show, Andrea, could you just give a kind of an overview of what RPR is, and then we want to get into some of your favorite tips and tricks for those who use the platform on a regular basis. What?
Sure, Jerry.
What is RPR?
Thank you very much. Let's take a quick high level again, just to remind our realtor members what RPR is. We are really a NAR realtor member benefit. RPR is only available to realtor members. We are a national platform, really the largest nationwide property-centric database where we aggregate public record data information, deed, mortgage from over 300 different resources of property data. We also integrate your local MLS data into the platform as well, to really provide tools and features and reports and data elements that help the realtor member do their job more efficiently, effectively on a day-to-day basis, and really reinforce the value of the realtor's knowledge while you're working with your customers and clients. Mm-hmm. So national database available only to realtor members, and it is a member benefit. That means it's included within your NAR annual dues. There is no additional cost for any of the features or tools that that are available through RPR.
Mm-hmm. Now, we had on your colleague, Nate, recently on the show. He's also with RPR, but he focuses on the commercial side of things. And you're strictly residential for the work you do, is that correct?
We all work with all the constituents, really, of NAR, though Nate has a certain expertise, too, within the commercial arena. He also works with many of the large brokerages and franchises to educate and involve them with much of the commercial data that's available to all of the NAR members. I tend to focus somewhat on the residential side because I work with a lot of the local associations and MLS staffs like yourself to really help members be aware of all the tools and features that RPR has to offer. And we couldn't deliver, you know, the awareness without our partners that are the associations and MLSs across the country.
Yeah, there's a lot of us. So if you're in the listening audience and you wanted to check out the commercial RPR podcast, you can find that on your usual podcast app or YouTube, Facebook, Instagram. Just look for episode 64, which is RPR Marketing for Commercial Properties with Nathan Graham, and you'll learn about that end of things. But let's get into some of your power tips for power users. And we know they're out there, and they want to get even more efficient and effective with RPR. What are your tips for us today, Andrea?
Great. Okay. Well, let's start with the basis that this is nationwide data. There's property of all sorts that's aggregated within the database. So that's property data, listings, tax, mortgage, sales, valuations, demographics, school and neighborhood data. So you may not be aware that all that's available to you, but that's a wealth of information. And so what RPR really does is bring that together in some very meaningful reports. So, you know, whatever facet of real estate you're involved in, you know, whether it's listing or you're needing to do prospecting or do an investment analysis, generate a buyer's tour, or working with relocation clients, or needing something to up your game at an open house, whether that's now in person or, you know, in the virtual world, you know, RPR has reports that are available to you. And I would say, Jim, that one thing that consistently that we get from users that use RPR effectively with their clients and customers are they love the RPR reports. They're very engaging and easier to really engage with your customers to understand a market, their property, and that sort of thing. So with that in mind, I'd like to give a couple of tips about just reports and what reports are available. So, you know, we've got property reports, seller's presentation, you know, market activity and neighborhood reports, school reports. But what's really important is a lot of times the report is the first, you know, your first impression with the client. So let's make sure that your branding, your presentation on the cover page is, you know, up to snuff. And so that just means when you log into RPR, you can click on your profile, make sure that your picture, your logo, your company logo is there. All your contact information is there. But another really important tip, if you're meeting with maybe a first-time client and you're just generating a property report and what's on the site may be just an aerial property photo, you can insert your own custom photos to any report. So you can go to the report page and insert, add a custom photo that maybe you've taken of the property. And so that gives a great first impression on that cover sheet. Another really important piece on the reports themselves is that a few years back, we added a really powerful feature that allows members to insert custom PDF pages to any of our RPR reports. So whether that's a resume or testimonials from past clients or community information, all of those can be inserted at the beginning or at the end of an RPR report to really even customize that further. And in addition to the five PDFs that you can insert to a report, any report, your company through the company broker tools can add five additional custom PDFs or pages to that report. And when I say a PDF or a page, that PDF can be several pages long. Wow. So you really can have a comprehensive listing presentation package, for example, that wows your customers from day one. So, and they're very easy to use. Also with reports, some of the reports like a seller's report can be very lengthy if you include all the elements. But on the reports tab within RPR, you can now click, or always have been able to, click a little plus sign, expand and look at all the different elements and pages that are included in a particular type of report. And with that, you can remove it or select it. And it's just a checkbox. So if you're meeting with a couple that's really, let's say they're a retired couple that's not interested in school information, you can uncheck the pages about schools and remove those from your report. So you literally can customize every element of any of the reports that we have to provide you. Again, a few other, another strong tip on just reports themselves is that just as with many of the elements and pages, you can customize by inserting or removing pages, but you can also suppress certain elements. So if you're doing some work to maybe refine the value, or, you know, a piece of RPR is our Realtor's Valuation Model, the RVM. And that particular value could be next to the assessed value or to the list price on a property. But if you decide that it's best to suppress like an RVM number, you can do that. And it's just simply within the reports section down at the bottom where it says suppress RVM or suppress current, you know, CMA value. So you really can do a lot to create whatever type of report is needed based on your client. So just a couple of tips on the reports themselves.
For the lay listener out there, RVM means what?
RVM is Realtor's Valuation Model. Many of you are familiar with a number of different type of AVMs. Well, RVM is a proprietary valuation model for RPR. And we've always found that it's very accurate, but it's a starting place because it's a computer generated number. So that RVM takes into consideration public record activity as well as MLS activity to give an estimate of value. So it's a good starting place, but we then provide you tools to modify. And in today's market that is so crazy, honestly, a lot of these RVMs, it's hard to keep up with what's going on. And that's true with other, you know, type of AVM models as well. So that's why I just kind of gave the hint of you could suppress that and just go to our CMA tool. But I think we also have a really unique tool that if you haven't looked at the refined value feature, this allows you to take a property that you may be doing a listing presentation with, interview, you know, the home seller, for example, see what type of enhancements or improvements that property needs. And with the refined value tab within RPR, you can make adjustments. So if they put on a new roof, or if they've neglected certain maintenance that may reduce the value of the property, you can make those adjustments. And then when you're with your client, you can really step through those elements that will impact the value of a property. So keep that in mind. The refined value tool is great in conjunction with our very easy to use CMA module, or on its own when you're just really trying to assess the, you know, a potential value or listing price, you know, for a property. Mm-hmm. And then be able to explain that, you know, to your client. So again, why folks really like our reports. You know, we have a one-page flyer that's great for open houses. Here's a great tip. You know, the RPR mobile app is this your same account. So every activity, every report you generate or listing or or property that you save on your desktop version, you pick up your phone, open the RPR app, and it's immediately available there on the app. So we have agents say all the time that at an open house, they may have one really nice property, one of our property reports and a market activity report, maybe a few school reports. But then to engage with those that are coming through and looking, they may be interested in that report. You can say, well, let me, you know, take your email address and I'll email you a copy of these right now. So right from the app, you can email or text an interested party in that property or maybe properties that are around that one if this one doesn't suit their needs. So what have you done? You've immediately responded to their interest, but you've also captured a lead and have that information available to you. So learning the RPR app, it's very intuitive, but it really helps you when you're on the go. We have subscribers that are always saying, you know, I'm out and about doing, you know, my real life at my kid's soccer game, et cetera, and I get a call or an email from a client that says, hey, I just saw a house. You can pull it up on RPR and immediately send them within a few minutes a property report, for example, or just a mini property report. But it's that type of quick response that consumers are really expecting today. So with the app and the reports and the data that's available, it really makes it useful for
you. Good stuff. Yeah, I love how you can really make these reports your own with your branding for your business and include or not include various elements of it. Good, powerful tool.
Yeah, and they're just very, very flexible. And many folks just love our CMA. Our CMA is very, it's a five-step type process. You can look at your comps side by side. What's unique about RPR2 is that if you're in an area that doesn't have a lot of activity, you can pull public record solds, for example, and or select specific MLS numbers. If you've been in your MLS system and know the three perfect comps, then you can just enter in an MLS number on the RPR CMA and pick those, or use public records for CMAs as well. And you can make adjustments very easily, and the presentation is just very phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And it's flexible. So check that out if you haven't looked at our CMA or that refined value tool.
All right. Andrea, I'm going to have to ask you to hold that thought for just a moment because we need to take a very quick break. So we'll be right back after this.
Okay, that's great.
Hi, I'm Jason Jakis, and you're listening to the Royal Palmcast.
Hi, I'm Angela Foster, and you're listening to the Royal Palmcast.
Hi, I'm Al Giacalone with Rockstar Realty, and you're listening to the Royal Palmcast.
Education, you need it, we've got it. I'm Angela Foster, Director of Education at Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association. If you're a realtor in Southwest Florida, the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association has the classes, courses, workshops, and webinars you need to stay at the top of your game and keep your license current. Looking to bill your continuing education hours? We offer core law and code of ethics classes to fulfill your CE requirement, along with many other courses to fulfill your requirements for specialty credits. Want to learn the ins and outs of the specific market you serve? Our A-Series provides an in-depth look at Cape Coral and Fort Myers with all the right experts to fill you in. Our Contract Series is a 5-session course on listing agreements, FAR bar contracts, timelines, and more. It doesn't end there. Classes like how to stay out of real estate jail, negotiating skills, listing tips, conflict resolution, and many more keep realtors in Lee County up to speed with the latest information. Many of our classes are free to members and some are open to non-members. If you're a real estate professional who's interested in working in the Southwest Florida market, we've got you covered. For more information, visit our website at rpcra.org or email education@rpcra.org.
Do you own a second home or a vacation property? Do you rent it out to vacationers? Local governments across Florida are over-regulating your ability to rent out your property. RPAC fights these regulations and defends the rights of homeowners across Lee County and Florida. Invest as little as $20 in RPAC today to help us fight unwanted government regulations. For more information or to invest, contact Kevin Besser, the Director of Public Policy, at kevin@rpcra.org.
We are back on the Royal Palmcast with Andrea Goodhart from the Realtors Property Resource. Andrea is giving us some of her favorite tips and tricks for using RPR. And before the break, you were telling us about some of the great reports you can produce. And but I'd like you to jump. I asked you to hold the thought. Now resume the thought, please. What else do you have for tips?
Okay. All right. Well, I think another new feature that actually in 2020 we delivered was the ability to generate mailing labels from public records. And surprisingly, this was one of the most requested features from members back in, you know, the previous years. So, you know, today we know that inventory and homes available to list is very limited. So, you know, with RPR, you can identify your farm area using, you know, our interactive maps, look at recent activity, look at homes and potential homes that are a great target for maybe listing. And then with any of your selected targeted properties or a whole subdivision or one section, you can generate mailing labels. Through our partnership with Black Knight, you can generate up to 2,000 mailing labels free of charge. There's no additional charge again for those every month. So you can target and, you know, go old school. Do some mailings to your farm area and or to specific areas.
Yeah,
I think the other...
It was surprising to me to learn recently how many realtors do rely on those tried and true methods with the postcards and physical pieces of marketing.
Yeah, you know, they really have almost, we've kind of come full circle back to using some of, you know, these techniques. And, you know, on our RPR Connect Facebook page, we've, you know, kind of spotlighted a few folks. And one gentleman here in Houston, in fact, that literally gets, you know, a number of customers every month because he identifies an area, he generates a property report and prints them and mails them using the mailing labels. Mm-hmm. And he consistently gets 10 to 15 new clients. And some of those may have used those or had those reports sitting on their coffee table for months. Mm-hmm. But when they're ready, they remember it.
Sure.
So, you know, it's something to kind of keep in mind. You know, again, I'll go back to the RPR mobile app. With the mobile app, there are so many features that you can really take note of. We have a quick CMA that's available just on the mobile app. So when you're out in the field and somebody's interested in a property, you can very quickly do a CMA and either text or email to your client that particular CMA report. We also have
CMA
special
meaning
to the RPR app, a buyer's tour report.
I'm sorry to interrupt. See, I just want to make sure that we're covered here. CMA is comparative market analysis for those who are not familiar.
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Thank you for pointing that out. We tend to use a lot of acronyms sometimes, and it's good to check that.
Yeah, most of the folks listening will know what it means, but a few may not.
Yeah, so CMAs, but also a buyer's tour. So if you're actually going to tour several properties, you can select those properties, create a buyer's tour, and send it to your customer that you may be, you know, visiting with to those properties. And what are they looking at? the property reports that you have just sent them instead of maybe to other sites. So right there, you can look at that. And also with the mobile app, as you tour properties, you can literally add voice notes. You can type notes. You could take a picture if need be to remind them of a feature in a home that they really like or one that they don't, and add that to a report and send that to a customer after touring a home. So lots of fantastic ways to give information to your clients using the RPR app. I think too, Jim, you know, the market activity reports have become a really integral part of, you know, in many areas, you're working with relocation clients, clients that are coming into the area. So with a package that includes market activity, neighborhood reports, you know, some of the maps and the property reports, you have a very comprehensive relocation package that in fact many will use with their corporate clients that have people moving into an area and using all the RPR tools and features that are available. So, you know, if you're looking to provide data to folks coming in to look in your area for the first time, there's so much data that's available within the reports, but also your outreach when you're working with a new client that's coming in from California, for example, and you want to see the property that they currently own, and the neighborhood and the type of amenities that they're used to or like, you can use that data. Uh-huh. We also have features on the map, like points of interest that are designated on the maps, or drive time to businesses. So all those are available and can be very effective. You know, there's so many new shortcuts as well on the RPR homepage since we did the RPR refresh in February this year. So all of these ideas and tools that we're talking about, I'd say my biggest tip of the day is go to the platform, look at the top, look at the learning options that are available, that, or if you're interested in, look at the top navigation and you're looking to do marketing, there's a tab there, and then there's inline learning with all of these tools. So don't hesitate, but you can also go to the learning, you know, portion and just simply type in CMA or comparative market analysis, right? Or the refined value or mailing labels. And there is a quick video or tutorial and sometimes other ebooks and printed materials that can help you learn that skill very, very quickly.
Good stuff.
So don't hesitate. Dive in head first into RPR. And just, you know, the biggest tip a lot of times is just simply, you know, take a property that you're familiar with, run every single type of report to get familiar with it and see how you can use that in your business or up your game, for example, at your next open house.
Wonderful. Good stuff. I want to remind our listeners, if you are a member of the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association, you can access RPR tools via our dashboard on your MLS login. So go ahead and do that. If you're a member of the public, you can go to the RPR website. You just can't sign in because you would need the NRDS, the NERDS number that all realtors have. So that would be how to do it. Those are great tips, but I also want to make sure we mention very briefly broker tools. Those are there.
Oh, thank you for that reminder. So, you know, RPR was developed to make sure that we had tools for every constituency. So that's residential, commercial practitioners, which, you know, Nate's show with you kind of focused on. But our broker managers, we really wanted to reinforce the value of that company branding as well as provide tools to the brokers. So if right now you're using RPR and you don't see in bold at the top your company branding, then that may be a hint that your broker has not enrolled, which is free with broker tools. So branding on the site, the mobile app, and on all reports automatically is branded to your company. And you also, of course, through your profile, have your personal branding. But there are other tools for the brokers and managers as far as reporting, and allows them to support through the RPR reports and remind their agents of affiliated services like title and mortgage and certain services. So on our blog site, under industry segments, you can take a look at that list and you'll see for brokers and learn a little bit more about broker tools and enroll. Again, those are free of charge, and we want to reinforce, you know, the company branding and personal branding of each and every agent.
Good deal. Good deal, Andrea. I want to remind our listeners that if you want to learn much more about RPR, the Realtors Property Resource, you can do so right here on the Royal Palmcast, because we did do a previous show with Andrea that you will find at the usual place. Wherever you're listening to this, we'll have the previous one. And also, we did a show with Nathan Graham, who is the handles the commercial side of RPR. He's your colleague there, Andrea, as you know. So check
he's
that out.
Guy.
He sure is. You know, after I talked to him, I kept thinking, boy, his voice sounds familiar. I know I haven't met him before, but then I figured out who his voice sounds like. And I don't know if he agrees. I told him this via email, but I don't know if you're a podcast listener with other podcasts, probably only this one, but there's a show called Stuff You Should Know. You ever heard of that one?
I've heard of it, but yeah. I honestly have not listened to it. So now you've got my interest up, and I'll have to go take a listen.
Check it out. One of the co-hosts in that show sounds to me just like Nate, but in any event, just a fun fact for you. Hey, I want to thank Jerry Johnson for doing a great job on the board. Jerry?
Thank you, Jim.
Thank you.
No, thank you.
No, thank you, Jerry. We're full of thanks here at the Royal Palm.
Thanks to Andrea.
Coast Realtor Association. Speaking of thanks, we also want to thank our CEO, Beata Jones, for supporting us here at the podcast and all that she does to make us successful. We appreciate that. And I want to invite you to subscribe to the Royal Palmcast if you haven't done so already. And send us an email if you have something to say. We'll be happy to hear from you. You can send that email to shows@rpcra.org. That's shows@rpcra.org. We'd be thrilled to hear from you. Once again, Andrea, thank you. And how can folks get in touch with you if they want?
Oh, thank you again for having me on. Members can reach me through my email address, which is Andrea, AndreaG, at narrpr.com. Or for 24/7, you know, access and support, our help desk is available, and they can be reached via phone or chat, and that is right at the bottom of every page on the RPR platform. Or check out our site, which is www.narrpr.com, and also our blog, blog.narrpr.com. And we'd love for realtor members too to join our Facebook group for conversations, tips from other members, and that's RPR Connect on Facebook, as well as our YouTube site. Great learning tools there as well.
All right. Thank you, Andrea.
Thank you so much.
It's been our pleasure. And that's going to do it for the Royal Palmcast today with Andrea Goodhart from RPR. We want to thank you for listening, and we'll look forward to seeing you again next time.
Thanks for listening to the Royal Palmcast. Be sure to listen again each week. Share and subscribe on your favorite podcast app or YouTube. And be sure to check out our sister podcast, Realtor Riff Rap, and our video news show, Realtor's Corner, which can be found on the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association Facebook page and YouTube channel. For information about sponsorship opportunities for this and other RPCRA productions, email us at shows@rpcra.org. This has been a production of the Royal Palm Coast Realtor Association.